Hey, you guys, and it's Laughing at Life with KK Chanel. And I want to tell you all a story. I want to tell you a story about the time I cut my hair, but also all of my sister's hair too. And I find it a little funny, but others, you know, they didn't find it funny. So I think I was about 5 years old, and my mom, she had told us to lay down for a nap. So me and three of my other sisters had to lay down for a nap. Now, our older sister, she did not have to lay down for a nap. So this particular day, everybody laid down for a nap, and we all were in the same room, you know, us black folks. We was piled up, don't play. And I don't know, I woke up before everybody else, and I don't know, I just saw the barber little bag, like the haircut bag with the clippers and, you know, the guards, the scissors, the combs, the little oil, little stuff. You know, I saw that, and when I saw it, my mind thing, you know, go get it. So I went and got it. So in my motherfucking head, bitch, I'm a barber. Fuck what anybody else is talking about. I'm a motherfucking barber. That's what it is. So I had this long, beautiful hair. One of my ponytails was an afro, just one. So my dumb ass then cut one of my ponytails off. And my mama had these long twisted ponytails in my head with the clunky balls. And I cut it, snip, there you go. Boom, bitch, I'm really a barber. Bitch can't tell me shit, that's what it is. Can't tell me I look stupid, bitch, I look good. I'm a barber. So I get this pillowcase. I don't know what the fuck was going on with me to get the pillowcase, but I got the pillowcase. So in the midst of all that, you know, cutting my own motherfucking hair, I looks at my sisters, and they all still sleeping peacefully and shit. One of my sister got our little sister on her chest. You know, she got her on her chest, and they all just sleeping so peacefully, but I'm a barber, so, you know, let me snip some of their shit too. So one of my sisters, she laying on her side, right? So I need y'all to like really picture this, you guys. So she laying on her side, and I'm snipping the side of her shit and the back of her shit. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got the other side to talk none of that shit, but I got the side of her shit and the back of her shit. So it looked like she got like, I don't know, like a half a fade, you feel me? To me, it didn't look bad. I didn't see what everybody else was going through and what the fuck everybody else was hollering and hoopling about. But we're going to get to that. I bet. So, she's still asleep. I takes her hair, puts it in the motherfucking pillowcase too. So, my other two sisters, that's, you know, one on top of the other. The one that's on top of her, the little sister, I cuts the back of her shit off. I'm talking about clean whistle. Gotta go out of there. I'm a barber, bitch. Fuck Bootsy. Before there was a Bootsy, there was a you. Period. So then my other sister, how she was laying, only got the side of her shit. Wish I could have got more. So I go back to cutting my own shit. I cut another ponytail off, then another ponytail, and then by that time I say, fuck it, I'm done. I'm up for my nap. Time to inform my mama I'm up for my nap. So I goes out there, and my mom and my older sisters, they were still up, and they was out there talking and stuff. Looked like they were smoking and shit. So to me, as an adult now, and as a parent now, I would have thought that situation would have been fun with marijuana involved. But my mother did not find that shit funny at all. She didn't find that shit cool at all. So I come out the room, hey mama, I'm up for my nap. So if many of you do not know, my middle name is Alizé. Yes, haha, Kiki, bitch, I'm a looker, turning you up. But that's what my family calls me. My family calls me by my middle name. So my mama looks at me and she say, Alizé, why the hell you cut your hair like that all this time? And I put it to growing your hair. So I'm still looking at my mama like, why is you crying, mommy? Like, mommy, why is you crying? Don't cry. So she said, come here, Alizé. So she picking through my hair, looking through it, you know what I'm saying? So still in my head, bitch, I'm a barber. I look raw. Mama, you see me? Let me hook you up next. Fuck you mean? So then next thing you know, she tell my big sister, she say, hey, I can't whoop her. You whoop her. Whoop her. So see, this is where my mama and my big sister started losing the fuck out of me. First of all, I'm 5. Second of all, what the fuck I'm getting whooped for? Bitch, I'm a barber. So what's the problem? You know what I'm saying? They ain't hearing that shit. Don't nobody give a fuck about nothing I'm saying. My big sister went to whooping on my ass. So as I'm getting this whooping, still not understanding why I'm getting this whooping, you know, my mama's still crying and shit. I can't believe she did this. I can't believe she did this to us. I'm still in my mind like, hold up, bitch, this my head. How this a us situation? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, next thing you know, she said, get in the corner. So I go get in the corner. I'm crying and shit. Talking about I want to run away. I can't stand this shit. This shit is just so fucking horrible. My life is at an end. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, boom. My other sisters wake up. They not knowing how the fuck they look. They not knowing what the fuck going on. They just heard me crying. They heard my mama crying. So they still not understanding what the fuck going on. So as they coming out the room, you know what I'm saying? My mama, she like, hey, come here for a sec. Hey, turn this way. Hey, turn that way. She talking to them and shit, you know? So she noticing they shit fucked up too. So she telling all of them to get on your knees, let mama examine you and let me see you and all that shit, right? Wrong. They didn't know. They didn't have to know. We all could have been good. I already had got my ass whooped. So that could have been in that shit right at that moment. But no, not my mom. Nah. She tells them what's the fuck going on. Not me not knowing. They plotting on my big fat ass. Oh yeah, they plotting. They gonna get me. Mama gonna leave. She gonna go. Go and hang out with her friends. Wanna drink VSOP and smoke the cigarettes and all that shit. She gonna wanna go. Oh, okay. So, next thing you know, my mama jumps up and say, now, Alize, I gots to whoop your ass now. Now, mind you all, just got an ass whooping. Because I'm a barber. I'm just lost. So, gets another ass whooping. So, now, I'm out. I'm ready to run away. Soon as she said, go to your room and say you're going to bed without supper. I ain't give a fuck about none of that shit. I went to the kitchen, got me some snack cakes, put them in my motherfucking Cat in the Hat little book bag. Everybody know about the Cat in the Hat book bags. That's different colors and shit. And if you got kids, bitch, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Pack my little motherfucking book bag, put me some toys in that motherfucker, and I was motherfucking out. But as I was doing all that, two of my older sisters walks in the room. The ones that hair I cut, they walks in the room and they commence to whoop it on my black ass. I'm talking about, bitch, they beat the black off me, bitch, till I looked like Michael motherfucking Jackson. Bitch, I was in that bitch screaming and hollering for my life, and no one came for help. I really believe everybody was in on the bullshit. For real. Like, I really believe that shit. But I ain't gonna dwell on that shit, because kiki, haha. Yeah, that's the joke's on they ass. They still looked like butch liver. Fuck wrong with their ass. So, anywho. So after they beat my motherfucking ass, I started walking up the hallway. And as I'm walking up the hallway, our older sister, she tell our mama, hey, Alize got her book bag and stuff, mama. She told my she finna run away. So everybody else not caring and shit. So she the only one really to me seemed like she cared. And she was like, sister, you ain't gotta go. Go sit down. It's okay, but you shouldn't have did that. You know, she's talking to me. How you supposed to talk to a 5-year-old? Not my mother. She picks me up by the collar and the waist of my motherfucking pants and slung me out of our slum green door. Told me to sit on the motherfucking porch and dared me to move. So the moral of this story with being a barber, know what the fuck you're doing and who the fuck your parents are. Because in the end, you're gonna get your ass whooped. And my black ass knew not to move from that motherfucking porch. But I'm just saying, growing up in my household, it was crazy. I was in a household of 8 motherfuckers, and I'm number 7. So I didn't have no ups or downs. It never was no middles, bitch. I didn't have. It was just what the fuck ever. Go with the flow of what the fuck ever going on in the household. But hey, I'm your girl, KK Chanel. Tune back in with Laughing at Life with your girl, KK Chanel. That's me.
Say, Mike, sometimes it's painful to relive the past. But sometimes you gotta relive the past in order to heal from it.
I just don't reach to be
I'm him. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. Prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I was young when my mama had me. Think I ran away from home about the age of 15. Juvenile detention, talked about behind my back by my family members. Hurtful feeling being a black sheep every family visit. I'll admit it, being young, I made some bad decisions. Or too big, I guess my loyalty got used against me. Learned to focus on myself, now I got tunnel vision. Kicked in my ass when I was down and went through hell to get to the cool home. I've been on lockdown and I've been upstate, lived in a few homes. Holding the block down, moving his weight. Never spoke on this, they say that I murdered my best friend. It was just business, it wasn't personal, you know how the world is. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. Prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me.
I'm about to clear my heart. Stand on the business and ain't never fold. I got some uncles who killed us. The back of someone who ain't played by the code. My favorite rapper, my cousin. I looked up to him ever since we was kids. Hope that he know that I love him. Guess all good things must come to an end. I know some industry niggas, and they never live the way I live. Saying I'm antisocial, I can't make you feel the way I feel. Head up, I got great ideas. I got blackball and they scared of me. I die for you, if I care for you, I'ma ride for you. Never change up, love.
I'm a great friend. Not friend.
I'ma die for you, if I care for you, I'ma ride for you, never change up, love.
Now I'll admit it, being young, I made some bad decisions. Heart too big, that's when my loyalty got used.
I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. Prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls talking to me. I feel like these walls talking to me. I'm a prisoner in my own mind. I feel like these walls.